Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thomas McDonagh, the Irish patriot, still celebrated in his hometown of Clochjordan. The beautiful Thomas McDonagh Museum, showcasing his story and that of his family as well. And we've been there many times and broadcast from there as well. And of course, each year, the Clochjordan Heritage Group organises the Thomas McDonagh weekend. And of course, it will be going online because of the nature of the situation that we're in. Delighted to be joined now by Secretary of the Heritage Group, May Casey. May, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. Good morning.
And great to talk to you.
And thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to get this word out and about.
You're always welcome. We're very fond of what you do there in Clochjordan. It will be an online celebration, I guess, May.
Yes, it has to be. Circumstances, and we're only so glad that we've learned new skills and we're able to continue with it, because last year we had our full program ready and it had to be cancelled.
Yes.
And we said at the time it was being postponed. So it's really kind of keeping a promise to bring some of those elements that we had of the last year's program.
Right. Am I right in thinking you have two events this weekend and then a further event in June? Is that the way it is?
Yes. The Thomas McDonagh weekend is extending for a month.
Only in Ireland, May. Only in Ireland.
Yeah. Well, it has another title as well. The Clochjordan Honours Thomas McDonagh, and such. That's the annual event. So usually it was a 4-day event, but this year it's on May the 1st and May the 2nd, as you say, but because there is a commemorative event, June the 3rd, which commemorates the Madrini ambush.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's the date of the ambush that have chosen for the 3rd event.
Right, and that's on the 3rd of June. So this weekend then, May 1st and 2nd. So Saturday, first of all, what's happening on Saturday, May?
No, Saturday we have a talk on Michael Collins.
Mm.
Anne Dolan and Will Murphy, Anne from Trinity and Will Murphy from DCU, were co-authors of a book, The Man and the Revolution, and McDonagh, and they are presenting a talk, both of them, they're cooperating on the talk with some visuals on Michael Collins.
Right.
There are quite a lot of associations with Collins and McDonagh, and it's really stood out for us at one of a visit from the group from the Michael Collins Museum to our museum in Clochjordan, the Thomas McDonagh Museum, and they were amazed at the connections.
Mm.
And it started from early in his life, really, because Nellie Gifford, who is the sister-in-law of Thomas McDonagh, set up an employment bureau at the headquarters of the Irish Volunteers in Dublin. And this was set up because she was aware of the big number of young men who were coming back from England as they faced conscription in the British Army.
Right, after the First World War.
During the First World War, yes. And Michael Collins was one of those people who came back from his job in London.
Mm.
And Nellie introduced him to Joseph Plunkett, and he accepted him as his aide-de-camp. And thus, Michael Collins was in the GPO.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there are interesting stories through that, and we hope some of those links will be made.
I presume they'll touch on the fact that Collins, of course, you know, there's different versions of Collins, there's different allegiances to Collins, and a divisive figure indeed in some ways, I suppose, May.
Yeah, but that is, as time goes on, to the history as it was, but however, they're very, very mindful of that.
Mm.
And one of the things they were considering is how we understand him now, especially as a century of his afterlife. Mm. They say, you know, that we're 100 years down the road now looking back at the man and balancing up all the events and the activities and the study on them afterwards. They will present the talk in the light of all that.
Very good. There's an office in the government buildings now with side-by-side portraits of Collins and De Valera, which I found rather interesting. How can we get to see this on Saturday?
To all these events, you need to register
mm-hmm.
on our email address.
Mm.
And that email address is mcdonoughweekend@gmail.com. And it is important that people remember that the whole McDonough family accepted the name MacDonagh after 1916. So it's MacDonoughweekend@gmail.com.
Very good. And this is going out at 8 o'clock. Now, it's going out as a live presentation, isn't that it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay. It is. It will be as a Zoom presentation.
Yes.
So anybody who has Zoom downloaded will be able then. What happens is, when you register for that on the email, then a link will be sent to you before the talk.
Yes.
And you just open that link and you'll be tuned in, hopefully.
And of course, nowadays, most people are familiar with the whole business of Zoom and all that. Just give me the email address again. So it's McDonough?
McDonoughweekend@gmail.com.
Okay.
Now, also for, we said we would want to keep open a way of communicating with people as well.
Mm.
And we have the support of the Thomas McDonough Museum in that they have made part of their website available to us.
Mm.
And it's their website address is www.mcdonoughheritage.ie. And again, it's MacDonagh, McDonoughheritage.ie.
Very good. I'm intrigued with Sunday. Will you tell me about taking the biscuit?
Taking the biscuit, yes.
Yeah.
Taking the biscuit actually has a subtitle as well, Hearts Aflame. But the title, Taking the Biscuit, I think would suit the McDonough family. And they weren't great people for gravitas. They enjoyed a bit of humour and wit. Mm. But this is a drama based on Easter week in Jacob's Biscuit Factory under the command of Thomas McDonough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John McDonough, his brother, his younger brother by 2 years, was within Jacob's with them. And when John, he didn't speak very much about that week during his life, and he lived to his 80s.
Mm.
But he did say about that week that it had passed in exhilaration and in weariness, in danger and in odd moments of relaxation. And this is what that play is based on, those elements of that week, where there wasn't much combat, but they sent aid to other garrisons in Dublin at the time. And also they were under sniper fire, and they were protesters in the street as well. They had to deal with them. The wives of the British Army people who couldn't access any money that week from the GPO and weren't too happy at all with these surgeons in the city.
Yeah.
So the play was just in the description that week, we thought there is so much potential here, because the military archives hold stories from those people who were the occupants, which was made up of the Irish Volunteers and Cumann na mBan and Fianna Éireann members, and also Citizen Army people. Mm. So in that gathering, they were kind of held up for the week. There were a lot of stories to be told. But Martin McGuire from Crossjordan here, who is very well known in the circles of drama and has written many plays, he was commissioned to write a play based on the activities of Jacobs. And it was going to be a wonderful stage production for last year. He has kindly taken the play again and adapted it as almost a radio play, an audio play.
Mm. Yes.
And so people can tune into that and sit back and enjoy it, and it with them. He has a huge amount of actors actually assembled who had very specific recording hours to present themselves in the source.
Right, because of restrictions, I guess.
Absolutely.
And all that. Yes,
they had to work within that and then stitch it all together.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. So that's Sunday at 8. Of course, De Valera was in Jacob's as well. Does he play any part in that?
Sorry, who was that?
De Valera was in Jacob's Factory as well.
No, interestingly enough, He wasn't. He was in command of the garrison at Boland's Mills.
Oh, it was Boland's Mills. Of course yes. It was. Yes.
But,
yeah.
But MacDonagh was called on for help from them at one stage. They were under siege. So he sent out a bicycle party. 11 cyclists went out. And actually, two of the cyclists were Olympic cyclists.
Wow.
The two brothers were there who had to compete in Stockholm in the Olympics and cyclists. So he had a very confident group going out to help.
Very good indeed. So that's 8 o'clock. Will there be any chance to see it after the presentation dates? I mean, can you watch it at a different time?
Well,
May?
This is what we hope to do. We hope to illustrate it with... it will take a long time because now it's nearly an hour, so sit down with a good cup of tea.
Yes.
So we hope to work on that to develop it further and have it available then. But also, it would be our hope that it would get to the stage at some time.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I mean, they decided to have a ceilidh in there because they had such a gathering and group. The women, men and women were in there and they were all young people ready for something.
Incredible.
And they had that and they did a reading of Shakespeare because they knew it was the tricentenary of the birth of Shakespeare. So they did a reading of Julius Caesar and they're amazing incidents as well as the seriousness of the
brilliant
place
stories
where they
indeed.
Were.
And closer to the time, you and I could talk about June 3rd, if that's okay with you.
I think so. It's quite a big event because we're very grateful now to Tipperary County Council for its support for this and for the Department of Tourism, Culture and the Wealth.
About the Madrina Ambush Centenary, we'd love to come up maybe and record something with you about it as well. We'd love to do that, if that's okay.
Well, you'll be very welcome. That's in the care of Ger Heffernan, who's become quite an expert on the whole thing. He's done a lot of speaking on it, but we're doing some filming for reenactments of some situations within that as well. So that'll be on the June the 3rd presentation.
Excellent. Okay. So it's MacDonaghWeekend@gmail.com because you must register if you're to enjoy both those presentations on May 1st. This coming Saturday, it's Michael Collins, The Man and the Revolution, and it's Taking the Biscuit, that audio play on May 2nd, this coming Sunday at 8 p.m.
Exactly.
Lovely to talk to you, May.
Thank you so much again for
Thank you, and my best to everybody in Lovely Clock, Jordan. Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's May Casey speaking to us there. All right, we'll take a break and then we'll talk farming.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.